It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. How are you?
Great, thank you.
It's great to see you. You know, you're busy as always in quite a few bands now.
Yeah. In three bands, but kind of two and a half because, you know, I don't know if Misfits, you know, are going to get together again, you know, anytime soon. So, but definitely two, you know, Suicidal and Dead Cross.
Cool. And Suicidal, obviously part of the Blackest of the Black Fest, which is happening May 26th and 27th, Oak Canyon Park, Silverado. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now. And let's start off with talking about Slayer, obviously a band that brought elements of punk to metal. How does that familiarity with punk benefit you now playing with Suicidal tendencies and, you know, with what you did with Misfits?
Well, Suicidal's music wasn't foreign to me, you know, because we were listening to Suicidal and going to their shows, you know, in 82, you know, when they were playing the Concert Factory out in Orange or in Orange County. So, you know, being familiar with that kind of music and then, of course, you know, Slayer and the evolution of Slayer. And I was still listening to punk at that time, you know. Now I'm back with I'm with Suicidal now. It's kind of weird. It's surreal, you know, because of the music. I remember listening to the music at a young age and singing along to it, and just that energy. And I just fell in love with the energy that punk had. So now it's just come full circle, and it's very comfortable. I feel at home. I sing along while I'm playing the drums on stage. I'm singing along, and sometimes my mind will travel and go to the past. And let's say I'm in a van traveling with Slayer, going to San Francisco or whatever. And you know, Hanneman's in the front seat. I'm driving, and we're listening to Suicidal and trading off lyrics. So those memories go through my mind. So it's a positive thing. I love it. I love being in the band. Mike is amazing, and you know,
he's very excited to have you.
He is, and he's really appreciative. And I appreciate him asking me and to be in the band. And it was a no-brainer. It was just like, yes.
Dave Lombardo with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna have tickets to Blackest of the Black Fest, where you'll get to see Dave play with Suicidal Tendencies, Ministry, Corrosion of Conformity, Devil Driver, and so many more bands. Danzig, of course. I'm going to be premiering a brand new Danzig tune later on in the hour, and we'll have more with Dave. Stick around. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Legendary drummer Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. And Slayer and Suicidal Tendencies, and you were talking, sort of came up not far from each other, right around the same time. What parallels have you noticed about both bands now that you're part of Suicidal Tendencies?
Well, the drumming, of course, the energy, you know, those are the attitude, you know, is there. Those are the parallels, you know. Like I said, the drumming, I learned from listening to those albums. So they've inspired me. And I'm sure vice versa, they were listening to Slayer as well, because Rocky George, the original guitar player, he was Jeff Hanneman's best friend. So these two guys admired each other's playing as they were growing up, mm-hmm. you know, at least in the early days. And so it's amazing, you know, it's like I said, it's surreal. I don't know. My life is really weird. It's taken left turns, right turns. I'm on the roller coaster at times. Don't know what's coming at me. But, you know, I'm really happy where I'm at now, especially with Suicidal.
Dave Lombardo is our guest on the show tonight. Blackest of the Black Fest tickets coming up here in just a bit. Plus, I'm going to be premiering brand new music from Danzig. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. Dave, the bands and projects that you've played in throughout your career have been pretty diverse. What's constant about your playing, no matter what type of music it is?
I think it's the... I'm eager to be as different as possible. You know, I want to... venture off in as many different styles of music as possible, because my iPod is, you know, it's the genres. It's like, what kind of music do you listen to, Dave? It's like, well, why don't you ask me what genres I listen to? Because there's so many, and then so many bands that I listen to within those genres. So I think listening to many different styles of music has given me kind of like the drive or the, you know, just this want of wanting to be different, you know, this just wanting to do different music. And I get kind of bored sometimes, you know, doing the same thing. You know, I get really impatient, you know, and I always want to challenge myself. So to create a balance, that's why I'm in many different bands, because it kind of helps my musical ventures.
And go back to, you know, your taste in music, like, tell us about those different genres that you're into.
Wow. Well, I'll start with my iPod. It'll start with, you know, I'll listen to R&B, soul, funk. Let's see, that's in that genre. You know, even some rap, you know. And then I'll go off into, obviously, I have some metal. And I like ambient music. I like electronic music, you know, electronica, you know. So it's just wide. Latin jazz. I listen to a lot of jazz. I listen to classical. I was listening to Rachmaninoff the other day, and I just sat there and was just engulfed by this pianist that was just blowing me away at the phrasing and this, the emotion and the music. You know, it could be angry, it could be sad, you know. And I think you know, so many different styles of music, different genres of music have so much to offer, you know, at least to me personally, because I could pick up on these little nuances and then I'll express them through my drumming. And even though a you know, musician would say, well, you really can't express yourself, you know, in drums. It's just, you know, an instrument that you, you know, hit, you know, and so there's really no musical quality, or not quality, but no musical element in drumming. But I find, you know, musicality in drumming. So I think that's what makes me a little different, is that I find these other styles of music and I incorporate it into my own, and it just makes me. I don't know.
It's Full Metal Jackie still to come. Music from Black Sabbath. We'll have Metallica tickets to give away, Korn tickets, music from Anthrax, and more with Dave Lombardo. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Dave Lombardo on the show with us tonight, talking about Dave's many different projects that he's in. And recently, you sat in with the house band at Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yes.
What's similar about playing a TV residency and being on tour?
Wow. Okay. Well, what was cool about the whole Seth Meyers and NBC Studios was I got to stay at at the Hilton, just down the street, and every day at noon, get up, get my coat, walk into NBC. Felt like a businessman, you know. It's like, all right, and show up there, and you know, we rehearsed some of the songs. We wrote all the music that afternoon, and then performed them that evening, which was really challenging. It's awesome. So, you know, the most challenging part of being on that show were the cues. That's why you saw me, you know, if you saw the show, I was wearing my glasses, because from a distance, you know, I'm nearsighted, I can't see. So so I had to wear my glasses, and I had to watch the stage manager give me the cues, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and at the drop of the, you know, his finger, you know, I had to close out the song. I had to cue the band. And like whenever a guest would walk out, you know, let's say Seth Meyers, he'll introduce the guests, they walk out. So applause, 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 they're walking, and when they walk up onto the stage and sit down, I have to cue the outro as they're sitting down, because it has to end, right? So everything is on cue. I'm familiar with cues because I've worked with, obviously, Patton, and Patton and I, you know, we worked a lot with cues. He would cue me at some points, and with the Phantomas music that we had to perform, and also working with John Zorn. So cues were familiar, so it was easy, and it was a lot of fun, and I would probably do something like that, you know, later in life, you know, when when maybe touring isn't what I enjoy.
Right. And go back for a second. You talked about like, you know, working with Patton and John Zorn. I remember seeing a tour many years ago, many years ago, now that I think about it, with those guys. And I was like, oh, maybe they're going to do Bungle or something.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't.
What band?
It was John. It was just as I think it was billed as just John Zorn, and they basically did like animal sounds.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's common.
Yeah, it was like Knitting Factory show.
Yeah,
in New York.
Knitting Factory, right?
Yeah, like I mean, 900 years ago or something.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, I don't want to say I was disappointed because it was definitely an interesting and fun show, but I guess I didn't really know what this was. Pre-internet times, so you don't really know what you're.
It's going experimental,
to see.
So you have to be really open to what's going on.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love, you know, experimental music, you know, avant-garde music. I'm fascinated with avant-garde. Just express yourself. Do whatever you want musically. Don't fall into a genre. Don't fall into a category. You know, venture out, you know. And I sometimes see, you know, bands, you know, very loyal to their 10,000 followers. No, I don't want to. We don't want to change our style. You know, it's like, dude, you could make yourself a little better, you know, make the band better if you just step out of the box a little bit, you know. And so that's one of the things that I really admire in a lot of musicians, for example, you know, like Zorn and Patton, that, and actually they, I think they, you know, I could consider them some of my biggest inspirations in being who I am, you know, is those guys, because they taught me that there's no limitations. When I first met Patton and Zorn, they taught me that, hey, there's no boundaries here. And it's like, wow, you know, this, I've always felt that, you know, but I never had an outlet, and they gave me that outlet.
Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie, and I want to play you a new song from Avenged Sevenfold. Metallica, Avenged, and Gojira are playing at Rose Bowl Stadium Saturday, July 29th. Tickets are on sale. Caller 25 right now will set you up with tickets furnished by Live Nation. And by the way, I'll throw in a digital copy of the new Avenged Sevenfold album, which is called The Stage. From that album, this is Goddamn. Whiplash on KLOS. COC on Whiplash. They're playing the Blackest of the Black Fest May 26th and 27th, Oak Canyon Park in Orange County. Danzig Ministry and Suicidal Tendencies among the huge list of bands on the fest. Dave Lombardo is with us on the show tonight. And we were talking earlier, Dave, about your other band, Dead Cross, which now has Mike Patton on vocals. Dave actually played me a song earlier off the air, and it was awesome. Dave, what has it been like working with Patton?
Well, we haven't really worked together except through emails. <'Cause> what we did was we had all the music, you know, recorded. We recorded it just early last year. And then, of course, you know, the opportunity came up, you know, to look for a new singer. And so we really didn't have to work together. We just sent, you know, Patton the music, and he recorded everything himself. And but there was a lot of emails going back and forth between us, you know, a lot of communication.
Yeah, well, that's going to be really exciting. Is there going to be, you know, touring with that band?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
I am very excited. I didn't know, you know, that was going to happen, you know. We didn't know if we were going to do any touring, if it was just, you know, an album that we put out. But no, Mike is into it.
That's great.
He's really excited.
Can't
to
wait
do,
for that.
Yeah.
Dave Lombardo with us on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Lombardo with us on the show tonight. Dave, your playing has influenced a lot of other drummers and inspired them to play. What's the one thing you hope someone takes from, like, studying the way you play?
The fearlessness that when I go up on stage, it's, I just let it out. It's just, it's coming from my soul. And instead of drummers going out there and performing and being very, you know, it's very, you know, mental, not mental, but, you know, you have to really think about it, and they're focused, you know, on every single hit or every rhythm. You know, don't think about it, just do it, and just let it come from the inside instead of from your mind. because sometimes when you play from the mind, it's very sterile, it's very mechanical. And when you play from the soul, it's just, you feel it more. And it translates to the people. That's what I feel. I feel like you translate it a little better.
Dave Lombardo with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. And hey, Korn is playing at the Forum on June 21st with Stone Sour. Give us a call at 800-955-KLOS. We'll give caller 25 a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. This is Right Now on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Lombardo with us on the show tonight. Dave, your family immigrated from Cuba to the Los Angeles area when you were really, really young, yeah?
Yes.
Growing up here in Los Angeles, what aspects of the LA music scene of like the 70s had the biggest influence on you becoming a drummer?
The radio stations, KLOS was one of them. Back then, I used to tune into KLOS, used to tune into KMET. Those were the rock stations at that time. And this was probably mid-70s to 80. You know, I was listening to a lot of the radio, and then I started buying, you know, records. But listening to rock music, you know, in L.A. was really cool. I mean, I didn't like the scene at that time. You know, it was crossing over from, it was changing from punk to punk new wave, and then to the glam style, you know, glam rock. And that's when I got into, you know, obviously punk and metal, and I wanted to be in a band and wanted to go to the Rainbow and kind of destroy all the glams, the glam rockers, you know. It's like we were totally against that. The closest to glam we got was probably some of the clothes, but that's it, you know.
Actually any physical altercations, or was it just
never,
like some tough talk?
Yeah,
like,
just we'll tough talk. We couldn't stand it. I mean, even like you've seen like on Ultimate Revenge, you know, we make fun of you know, glam rockers with their hair sticking up and, you know, and all their makeup and all that crap. We were punks, damn it. We didn't like that.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Lombardo with us. See Dave in Suicidal Tendencies playing on Blackest of the Black, May 26th and May 27th. You're going to be out doing Suicidal Tendencies dates. There's going to be this Dead Cross record. Tell us about, you know, your sort of timeline with all of your different projects in these upcoming months.
Okay, so I'm touring with Suicidal throughout the summer. And then hope to release the Dead Cross album. We'll have a date very soon. It's going to be maybe sometime between July and September. And then possibly some shows with Dead Cross very late summer into fall. Let's see what else. What else is going on? Yeah, that's pretty much it. And some sporadic tours here and there. Not, you know, sparse different areas of for the rest of the year. Some sporadic tour dates here and there. But we're going to be working close. Dead Cross is going to be working close with Suicidal in working out schedules.
Okay.
So there won't be any conflicts,
right,
or anything.
Right.
So
well, cool. Well, I mean, looking forward to hearing more about Dead Cross. Psyched to see you play with Suicidal, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Jackie. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging with me. You can hit me up on Twitter at Full Metal Jackie and on Instagram at Full Metal Jackie as well. And check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Frasier is up next, going to leave you off with Suicidal Tendencies. See ya.
Sometimes I try to do things and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. I try hard to do it and I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I constantly...